them, helping a comrade, carrying a wounded officer, or even hit themselves, smiling a few moments before they die because the medical officer has told them the trench has been recovered from the Germans. It's true, sublime. I feel for the first time in my life I'm in the company of men.
I don't know what to say to you, Robert.
Why?
I feel so far away from it. What can you say to me except you can't possibly imagine what it's like?
It's all right.
In Paris, you'd hardly believe there's a war on.
No, I don't agree. It can be pretty extraordinary even here. Did you see that Zeppelin raid yesterday?
Yes.
Wasn't it beautiful? Wonderful pings, extraordinary greens. Didn't you think so?
It's the aeroplanes I love.
Yes, yes, magnificent. And what about the sirens? Aren't they pure Wagner? What better way could there be of announcing the Germans are coming? They are the Valkyries. Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum. You look well, Robert.
You haven't seen Morel, have you?
No.
Playing the violin at Mrs. Vergerin's, having deserted his regiment.
I know you know about him. What's the point in lying to you? You know something? He's behaved just as badly to me as he did to my uncle. Yet I still want to see him. I can't understand it. It's a sort of craving. Don't know why I'm telling you all this. It's madness, isn't it? Not to move away from something that hurts you, not to move out of range of enemy fire. I don't understand myself, that's the truth of it.
I've had a letter from Gilbert.
Do you remember when we were young at Balbec?
Of course I do.
Hell, we didn't know anything, did we? And then at Dancières, when you came to see me and pretended it was me you were interested in, whereas in fact it was my Aunt Oriane. You hoped I'd get you an invitation to her salon.
You knew?
I knew, yes.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert.
Something you learn in the trenches. Hardly anything we say means anything at all. To me, they were good days.
They were.
I've got to go now.
Robert.
I'll see you soon.
Paris, in the blackout. You find yourself in small streets, the sky like a vast sea, turquoise, over the towers of the Trocadero. The earth turns pile over pile, and people too, turning their own revolutions, their own futile wars. Time brings all this. Countries stained with blood. You cross the bridge at Invalides, lost, utterly.
Baron?
An old man making his way along the pavement.
Sir?
Old Mentor. He looks half blind.
It is the Baron de Charlus, isn't it? It's Marcel.
Yes. Good.
How are you?
How am I? Did you read this?
Sir?
This article?
Read the
heading.
This?
The Misfortunes of a Dowager. I think that means me. Written by Morel. Yes, Morel. Now a journalist of sorts. A protege of Her Highness Verdurin. This betrayal. I can't bear it.
I had heard. Sir? Don't upset yourself.
No, you're right. Dry your eyes.
These are awful times.
You think so? No. Here, vandalism, the papers cry. Vandalism. And what? Because the Boche have destroyed many valuable statues. Statues? What about the destruction of so many young men? Isn't that vandalism? Have you been down to Cambrai lately?
Cambrai?
The church there has been destroyed by the French. Why? Because the Germans used it as an observation post. My family's chapel was there in our tomb.
The church is a symbol only. Would it be right to sacrifice a reality for a symbol?
No, you're right. The Cathedral of Reims is less important to us than the dear lives of our infantrymen. But then that's what's so depressing about this war. We could make peace now. Every morning the papers say the die is cast, but the truth is each morning we declare war afresh. And the men who wish to continue it are as guilty as the men who began it. It's more guilty. The latter didn't see it in all its horrors. We have no such excuse. We've seen.
Sir.
Now wait. And afterwards, what condition will our soldiers be in, the ones who survive? Won't they be broken or mad? Can't go on.
Sir, sit down, sir.
I've heard Morel would like to make it up with me. But he only has to make the first move. You see him. Tell him that.
Baron, there's a raid starting. We should take cover.
Watch the people run into their cellars like, like the inhabitants of Pompeii, aren't they?
Shall I take your arm?
And tomorrow, I fully expect us to suffer the same fate as the cities of Vesuvius. And no doubt some future historian will find inscribed on a cellar wall in Paris the same words found in Pompeii, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Baron, let me take you.
No, I'm going. I have an appointment.
Perhaps he's right. People are called underground, and in the darkness are disinhibited. Caresses go unrejected, if unwanted. Hands and lips and bodies go into action at once, while outside the bombs imitate a Vesuvius erupting. Down here, scenes from paintings in a Pompeian brothel are enacted. Secret rites celebrated in the shadow of a catacomb. Perhaps... perhaps it will all be destroyed then. Buried under peaceful ash. Need to get home, but you're not ready. Need to rest and drink. Where? Only one hotel sign is lit. But who's that coming out?
Robert? Robert, is that you?
Perhaps he didn't hear you.
I'm not going to get killed, though, am I?
What, you're going to turn your back?
No.
Well, then, when you're under fire, that's when you find out.
What?
Two soldiers to one side. Customers, are they? Or staff?
It's when you find out. People say, I want to take a pot shot at the Boche. Yeah? Well, that same man might blub when the balloon goes up.
I'll be all right.
You don't know what I'm saying, do you?
If staff, they have a laconic attitude all their own.
You on tonight?
Yeah. Where's the boss?
He's gone out. For chains. Don't know where he's going to find him, though, this time of night.
What kind of hotel is this?
Fella's already tied up.
Tie me up like that, I'll be out in 1 minute.
Yeah?
Excuse me.
Yes, Governor?
Could you tell me who's in charge, please?
Boss is out.
Do you think there's a room? I thought this was a hotel.
Depends what you're after.
A sit-down and a drink.
Room 14's free.
Thank you.
Bye, Jack, John.
Thank you.
So, what was it you was looking for?
I told you, a drink, a rest.
Oh, he's the boss. He'll see to you.
Jupien?
Was it the tailor from my parents' apartments?
Hello.
This is your hotel?
My hotel? Yes.
How are you?
Charlot's sometime friend, Jupien.
Oh, I can't complain. What's the point? And you, sir?
Oh, I'm all right.
You sure?
Yes, I was walking around. Ah. Got very tired.
You look exhausted.
I saw your light.
Like a beacon, aren't we? Yeah.
I'd like a room.
Would you?
If you've got one.
He's tired, he wants a drink.
That's all right.
14's free.
Well, there you are, then. What would you like?
Fruit juice.
Anything else?
No.
See to it.
Right.
You.
Yeah.
Take these up.
And, will I...
Yes. I'll pop in. So, sir, there's nothing else we can help you with?
No, I'll just sit down and...
Because some men find it hard to say, well, what it is they really want.
Room 14.
On the first floor.
Stifling in the room. Can't breathe. Out. That's when you hear... Why do you think you have to find out what it is? It's nothing to do with you. Drawing close. A small, oblong window by the side of a closed door. The curtain not quite pulled. Ah.
You like that, do you?
There. On the bed. chained like Prometheus.
Another one!
Oh, have pity on me. Not so hard, I'm begging you.
You're still talking to me?
Shalu.
I kiss your feet.
Oh, who wants that?
I promise not to offend you again. Oh, I beg you.
Scam. Scam!
All right, that'll do.
Was that what you wanted, sir?
It's very good. Thank you.
Off you go.
You move out of sight and back at your window.
How was that?
You tell everyone I'm here.
No.
They all know, with your nicknames and your ridiculous innuendos.
How'd you find the boy?
A beginner. His heart wasn't in it.
I got someone for you. A right bastard.
I've heard this before, Jupien.
This one? No, not this one. He murdered a concierge last year up in Belleville.
Really?
Took an axe to her. You interested?
Can you get him?
I said so.
Oh, well, that is interesting, then.
Right.
Now, take these handcuffs off.
What was Charlou doing, allowing himself to be beaten on that iron bed? You noticed that the young soldiers all had the same look as his old lover, Morel. Was that it? No. There was something more. Charlou? Something else being kept under lock and key. Something punished. What? And what have I done? No! You stagger home. Questions fill the air like zeppelins. A telegram from Gilbert.
My dear friend, Robert has been killed in action. Apparently he was covering the retreat of his men. I know you will grieve as I will. I don't think he ever hated anybody. And now we have to live without him.
For several days you stay in your room, unable to move, recalling the early days, the days of Balbec and Robert.
I never knew my father.
Consider yourself lucky.
Shot.
What did we mean to each other,
God.
Robert?
Really? Do you want to
you and I.
Am I boring you?
No.
Am I?
No, Robert.
You were a gamant at a time when my infatuation with your aunt, with your whole family, was at its height. You were a hero to me, perhaps, at a time when I needed to believe in heroes.
Give us more champagne, will you, Paul?
Sir.
Tall, slim, noble Robert.
You like champagne?
Yes. Well, I mean, I've never had it.
But what were you, Robert, but a collection of images I'd invented? What else explains the shock when Jupien told me you liked men? Why did I weep? Or did I know it already, but didn't want to know it? And Robert, is that what you wanted to tell me when you telephoned me in Venice?
Hello?
Marcel?
Robert?
I had trouble finding you.
Well,
I'm sorry,
What's the matter? Robert?
Oh, God.
Robert? What is it?
You're my friend, aren't you, Marcel?
Yes.
You are.
Robert, what's the matter?
I've got to go.
Wait.
I shouldn't have...
Wait.
Think of me, will you?
Think of me? Think of me? Think well of you, Robert? Is that what you meant? Did you think I judged you? I did, of course I did. Robert, forgive me. In time, everything is revealed and dragged, screaming into the light, and is forgotten. Were you magnificent in those last hours? Yes, you were. Throughout your life, even when sitting down, even when walking across a drawing room, you always seemed to be restraining an impulse to charge.
Charge! Charge!
Robert. The war is over now, The dead have been counted. The winners have exacted their punishment, and the losers are planning their revenge. The usual. And afterwards, why did I return to the sanatorium? Not in hope of a cure. I knew there was none. It was somewhere to go, perhaps, where time could pass quietly. And after how long? Several years? It must have become apparent that this couldn't go on any longer. And on the train, I see the extent of my failure. I will never write. I know I will never sing the praises of the trees I see outside the window. My life is worthless, as empty as the lives of so many others. My heart is cold, and my memory is dead. This is what time delivers. So I accept the invitations that are waiting for me. The dinners, the parties, the musical afternoons. The streets are sad and sweet. They're the streets of my past. That's the house where Albertine met with André. And there, the park I played in with Gilberte.
Stop here.
On my way to a concert given by the Duchess of Guermantes, but don't want to hear all of it. So I get off early in the Champs-Élysées.
Baron? Sir? It is the Baron Charlot.
Is it? In a wheelchair?
Oh, no. It's all right. I don't know. I'm not... The doctors, you see, they're...
It's Marcel. Sir?
Well...
It's Marcel. Your friend, Marcel.
Yes, I know who it is. We met... Well, it was a long time ago, wasn't it?
During the war.
Oh, why is everybody referring to that? That's behind us.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Where are we going?
Just down the road.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
You want to get out?
I believe so.
Stretch your legs.
Get me out, Jupiter. Spare me the nursemaid's small talk. I'll just,
Yes, you go over there. Enjoy the nice grass.
Right.
I still have to keep an eye on him. Still tries to pick people up as if he was a young man.
How is he?
Well, he gets depressed. He's had a stroke. It can be low. Yesterday, he's talking about the war.
After all these years?
Well, it's fresh in his mind. And yourself, Marcel?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, come on, don't be a silly boy. I was only just wanting to get out of
here. There we go.
A simple word's all I wanted.
Read it, Nancy.
I've got to go. It's all right, young man. He's old. He's made a mistake.
Yeah. I
was... He wants to watch himself.
Well, you've had a bit of excitement, haven't you, then? Or do you want to make something of it? Oh, come on, you old reprobate. Back in your chariot.
Give the boy money.
That won't be necessary.
He might tell on me.
No, no, no. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Take care.
And this, too, is what time brings. You think you're going somewhere. A return to infancy is where you're going. Snatching at food, slobbering, and death. Come to the party, old friends say. Where have you been? You have no right to refuse them. Your life is as empty as theirs. Your so-called intelligence has been for nothing. You enter the courtyard of the new Guermantes mansion. And then it happens. Just at the moment we think... Everything is lost. Some... Your foot catches on an uneven cobblestone. Like those trees at Martinville, like the steeples near Balbec, or the Madeleine dipped in tea in the music of Vinteuil. It's happening to you again. All fears lifted, all burdens laid down, all doubts disappear, and bliss. Bliss pours in like an ocean. Weightless and free, you float. Only a voice. Seize me as I pass, if you can. What is it? What? Venice Street. You were alone. Horribly alone. The city, a marble ruin. You stood up to return to Mama.
Hey! Stop being it, signor. Thank you. Thank you.
But why did this connection between stumbling on a Venice pavement and the same stumble here in Paris, why did it cause such bliss? And into the lit room, into the Gaumont mansion where people have gathered. The doors are shut. The music has begun. This is the world outside. Why does it always take precedence over the world within?
Would you wait in the library, sir, until the first piece of music is finished?
Oh, yes.
Do you take sugar with your tea, sir?
Ah. Again? You can smell wood smoke. A forest. Where are you? A train. Waiting. From the windows, three trees whose mystery spoke to you. A workman outside striking the wheel. A spoon on a saucer.
Speaks. It's the connection.
Help yourself from the buffet, sir. I'll call you when the first section of music ends.
Thank you. A napkin on the side. You wipe your mouth. This time you see the connection immediately. The napkin you have just used has the same stiffness, the same starched quality as the napkin you first used when you visited the coast at Balbec. Inside it, a green and blue ocean, a sea of peacock feathers, and you're happy. Not then. Then you were lonely. You were, but now. Now, in the moment of reliving it. How different this way of experiencing the past. Direct, yes. You try to remember the past yourself. You try to force a memory. Your life. Your Balbec, Venice, Combray. You make yourself remember, and it's nothing. Just a review of ideas you've had 1,000 times, which we call memory. It's dead. Nothing is relived. But I'm talking about something very different. It renews us, because we've been there before, and the only true paradises are the paradises we've lost. This is the essence of things, when the past and the present are brought together in an instant, by an association of smell or sound, or now we're living in the present and the past. Now, the same moment, at the same moment, and in this moment, all time is defeated, and we are freed, and bliss pours in. And without time, death holds no fear for us. Another wave. The water pipe breaks open the whistle of the steamer at Balbec. The tables are being laid in the hotel restaurant. I can join Albertine if I want. No sadness in this. The dead decompose quickly. Around their tombs, nature, silent and pure, is restored. The present fights back, asserts itself. Yet these sensations are fleeting. How to keep them? To immobilize them? How?
Would you like to join the others now, sir?
Hmm?
The music's finished, sir. There is an interlude.
Yeah, I'm coming. Thank you. As a small boy, I used to interrogate a leaf, a cloud, a raindrop. As though all nature was my hieroglyph. What was beneath these signs? Church steeples. A line of trees. A taste of a madeleine dipped in tea. Uneven stones. A hammer on a metal wheel. What? Material not chosen by me, but given to me. Unknown symbols on the pages of an inner book that each individual must decipher. Instinct is our only guide. To find this work of art that pre-exists us. To drag it out into the open from the obscurity that is inside us. How? How? You prepare to leave the room, to join the others. Something still not decided. Your fingers brush along the library shelves. And there it is. Simple as daylight. Your room at Combray. The night Mama stayed with you.
You can't sleep. I can't sleep. Come on.
we'll look at one of your books. Now, Francois the Champion.
Francois the Champion.
I'll start, shall I?
Yes.
Once upon a time.
This childhood book suddenly seems to me the essence of all books. How is that? The charm of the night.
Mama.
The sweetest, saddest night of my life. The pleasure of being with Mama, yet the pain of knowing I'd done wrong. I should never have asked her to stay with me. I should have been punished. But instead she gave in to me. And from that night, I could only ever be a disappointment to her. And I have never recovered. My health, my weakness of will have followed from that night. And yes, my inability to write as well. All from that one night. And now, rediscovering the purpose of my life again, in happiness. Francois the Champion. Alone with this book in the garden at Combray. And with the book returns the child. What the weather was like in the garden as you read the book to yourself. The dreams that were forming in your mind. The fears about the night to come. The child, his self, his world. In one book. What a prospect. To recreate your own true life. To come to the depths that lie inside you. To write a book.
Sir?
Yes, I'm coming.
Where are you? You recognize no one. Who are these old people?
There you are, Marcel, my oldest friend.
Who is this?
Aren't you even going to kiss me?
My God, it's the Duchess of Gaumont. And I'm her oldest friend?
You've been hiding. Where have you been?
Actually, I've been ill.
I know that. And are you better?
No.
How boring. You look quite well. Allowing for the toll the years take on us all, I'm the first to admit it. I'm no spring chicken.
She shouldn't say that. That's what an old woman says.
You look, well?
Not true. She looks old. A salmon-pink body concealed in fins of black lace and throttled by jewels. She's an old woman.
Well, there's nothing to be done with time, except spend some in front of a mirror trying to defeat it. You've become a recluse. Why? You used to come to my salon, x-ray us with your large, dark eyes, but now...
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What?
I'm going to get some lemonade.
Good.
I'm dry.
Well, we all are, as dust.
Would you excuse me?
I've always regretted you never married.
Pardon?
But then you would have been old enough to have had sons in the war. And if they'd been killed, how would you have survived it, being so sensitive? I often think of poor Robert, you know.
Excuse me.
So this is the final effect of time. I've got to sit down.
Where are you running off to?
I'm sorry.
Gilberte, with cushions attached to her hips, and something in her cheeks to make them puffed and red.
You mistook me for my mother. Admit it.
No.
You're a liar. Nah, I forgive you.
I knew it was you.
Well, that's worse in a way.
Please. How are you?
Very well.
I mean...
You mean widowhood? Robert was a wonderful man and a generous husband, and sometimes I can't even remember what he looked like.
And a daughter?
A young woman now.
Of course.
People say she looks like him, but I don't see it. What are you doing here?
Well, I was invited.
Oh, does that explain it?
What do you mean?
You've been invited to lots of things and you didn't come to them. I was looking out for you, I know.
I haven't got an explanation.
I wasn't expecting you today. This is a reunion.
Yes.
You haven't changed.
A melancholy lie. And yet you don't believe you've aged. Aging is something that happens to other people.
You haven't got a single grey hair.
Well, you never believe it's happening to you. You see that young man? He's the grandson of a woman I used to know, the grandson.
and I would like to treat him as a contemporary, but how would he like that? He'd think I was making fun of him because he can see I'm as old as his grandfather.
Where's all this getting us?
Yes, I forgot. You like things to get to places. I'm going to write a book. I once told Robert that. We were in a restaurant. I was drunk. This time is different.
You're sober now?
Yes.
All right. What's it going to be about?
Time.
I was hoping you might, if you could, visit me at Tansonville.
Well, well, well.
Ah, eh?
He doesn't know who I am.
I'm sorry. Of course...
I told you he wouldn't, Gilbert.
My mother, Marcel.
Mrs. Swan. Of course.
Forcheville. Twice widowed.
Of course.
You keep saying, of course.
Her appearance seems in defiance of the laws of chronology. She looks as though she's been injected with some liquid, some sort of paraffin with the property of inflating the skin but protecting it from change. She looks as though she'd been stuffed for posterity.
You haven't changed at all.
Oh, isn't he sweet, Gilbert?
Oh, yes.
Rouge and dye, yes. But that wasn't all. It was more as though, with all her carmines and russets, she'd bloomed for a second time.
Thank you. So much.
Well, I'll be back in a minute.
Well, you remember those lovely walks we used to take in the wood? Of course. Is that what you're going to say?
I do remember them, under your parasol.
Yes, when Gilbert was breaking your heart.
That's a long time ago. It doesn't hurt any longer.
If I'd known in the old days that you were to become a famous author...
I'm not.
What? You have articles printed in the newspapers. I've read them.
Three.
Well, are you gathering literary material right now?
No.
I bet you are. You writers are... You treat the hearts of women as no more than reference books.
I can assure you...
And in me, your writer's instinct has led you to someone more than willing to be indiscreet. My first lover was a mustachioed young man.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I haven't got my notebook. Because this sounds like...
Good stuff.
Yes, very good. I'll just...
Oh, I've got so many stories.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, what is my content going to be? I want to write about freedom from time, but also to give details of life inside that fluid. That fluid. Time. It's the changes that people undergo. Yes. Example. The Duke of Gaumont. Once a handsome womanizer, now shaking as he tries to hold a glass. He has the sealed eyelids of someone about to die. His lips shake in an incessant tremor as though muttering a last prayer. Write that down.
What have you got to say to me, Marcel?
Hello, Morel.
Yes, okay. Now what?
I don't understand.
Haven't seen you for years. Oh, did you have a good war?
I don't know what that means.
All right, then. You're one of the few people here who knows I was kept by both Robert Saint-Loup and the Baron Charlot.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
Oh, I don't care. I've got nothing to lose.
Why did you come see him?
Charlot?
He's had a heart attack.
Yes, I know.
I just thought I'd suggest it.
Yes, well, you've suggested it. Well done.
You're not tempted? You're not interested in reconciliation?
You don't know, Marcel. You never did. He once planned to kill me. Oh, yes.
How do you know that?
I saw a letter he wrote. He was going to shoot me, get me round there, and... Inside Charlot, there's a madman. I'd be dead. I'd be dead. Reconciliation. It's a pretty word.
Yes.
Oh, Marcel, you look disappointed.
Do I?
What do you know about Charlot or Saint-Loup?
I'd rather you didn't talk about them.
Why?
Don't you ever speak to me about these men again. Do you hear? They were friends of mine.
You knew nothing about them?
What did you know? Their fears, their desire? Well, I knew other things.
Marcel, what's the matter?
I'm leaving.
Are you all right?
It's hot. I can't breathe.
Well, come and sit down.
No, I've really got to leave.
We've had enough.
Joubert, I'm finished with all this. These events, the notion of hearing other people's nonsense and then hearing my own in reply. It's pointless.
Well, that's a pity.
Why? And besides, it's something I want to do. I must start work.
Your book.
Yes.
You're withdrawing, you're going away.
Yes.
Like a monk.
If you like.
It's a waste.
Of what?
Of your sweetness. Of your friendship. For what? For a book?
This book was what I was meant to do.
You're wrong. Come to Tansonville. You'd be away from society, but we'd be together. Isn't that what you want? Peace. We could walk. We could take those walks we used to. Do you remember? In the evening, we could share our lives. What's wrong with that?
I'm sorry.
Isn't there anything I can give you?
Find me a young girl.
You mean a mistress?
No. I mean a young girl, chaste, fresh, in whose company I could renew the dreams and sadness of my youth. Someone I could buy presents for, and once in a while plant a chaste kiss on her cheek. That's all.
And if I can find someone?
I'll come and write my book at Tansonville.
The moments before you begin work are both endless and brief. To begin to respond to the lightning flashes you've experienced in your life, to those moments of perception which make us see that, after all, life is worth living. That's all you have to do. For the life we live in semi-darkness can be illuminated, and the life we distort can be restored. My task? To write a book which will inspire people. I don't want to call them my readers, but readers of their own selves. My book will be a sort of magnifying glass. It will offer them a means of seeing what's inside them, so that at the end of it, they won't say this is a good book or a bad one, but rather they'll say, yes, this is how it is. This is what it's like. Where to begin? I know. I can hear the little bell on the garden gate at Combray. It was a sign to me that Mr. Swan has left, and that soon my mother will come upstairs to give me the kiss I've been waiting for. Between that bell and this party, my whole life is suspended.
Mama.
And this bell has always been inside me. That's where my book begins. And then you see her. Gilberte, crossing the room towards you with a tall, slim girl by her side. About 16 years old. It must be her daughter. And it seems to me that in some way time has been made visible in this child. Her eyes, deep-set and piercing, remind me of her father. The soul of Robert may have fluttered away, but his charming head, like a bird in flight, has settled on the shoulders of his daughter. She's beautiful, still rich in hopes and full of laughter. She is formed from those years which I myself have lost. She is like my own youth. In a moment, she'll be here. And she'll stand in front of me. And she'll speak.
In Time Regained by Marcel Proust, dramatized by Michael Butt, the cast was Proust and Marcel, James Wilby, the younger Marcel, Jonathan Firth, Gilberte, Harriet Walter, the Baron de Charlus, Corinne Redgrave, the Duchess, Sarah Kesselman, Odette, Jennifer Piercy, young Odette, Imogen Stubbs, Albertine, Zoe Waits, Robert de Saint-Loup, Julian Ovenden, André, Rebecca Smart, Jupien, Kim Wall, Morel, Simon Treves, Marcel's mother, Deborah Findlay, Marcel's father, Nicholas Farrell, Gilberte as a girl, Penelope Rawlins, Marcel as a boy, Stephen Williams. Other parts were played by members of the company. Vantoy's theme was composed by Jacob Shirley and played by Jacob Shirley, Purdy Gibson and Ellie Loring. The street singer was Madeline Clements. In Search of Lost Time, directed by John Taylor, was a Fiction Factory production for BBC Radio 4.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.